Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 308 for Monday, March 16th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly higher after a day of choppy activity on Monday. The market remained in a fairly narrow trading range throughout the session, as traders were wary of pushing values too far one way or the other due to choppiness in outside markets. Canola values were anywhere from $1.30 to $1.50 higher. May was up $1.40 at $406.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly firmer on Monday, but canola still managed to find some support from the loonie as it remains on the weak side. Steady demand from domestic crushers and exporters was also bullish, as was the need to build weather premiums into new crop contracts. On the other side, some spillover pressure came from the decline seen in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil futures. Talk that planting could start early in Western Canada this spring and the large global oilseed supply situation were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat values were stronger while corn and soybeans moved lower on Monday. Soybeans were mostly softer. Values were anywhere from 5 cents lower to 1.5 cents higher. The May contract was down 4¾ cents at $9.69¼ per bushel. Signs of slowing export demand for U.S. soybeans due to the strong U.S. dollar and competition from South America weighed on the market. Further downward pressure came from expectations that U.S. farmers will increase their soybean acreage this spring. However, concerns that wet weather will damage some crops and also delay the harvest of soybeans in South America were supportive. Corn futures were down slightly, reacting to weakness in crude oil values, as it could reduce the demand for corn in the ethanol market. Prices were anywhere from unchanged to 1.5 cents lower. May was down 1.5 cents at $3.79 per bushel. Slow export demand for U.S. corn due to a recent surge in the U.S. dollar index was also bearish. However, expectations that the U.S. will plant less corn acres this spring limited the downside, as did spillover from the strength in wheat. Wheat values in Chicago were stronger, underpinned by short covering following recent losses. Values were anywhere from 11 to 15 cents stronger, May up 13¼ cents at $5.15¼ per bushel. Concerns about unfavorable weather for the U.S. winter wheat crop added to the bullish tone, as did better-than-expected weekly export inspections data from the USDA. However, the large global supply situation limited the upside, as did ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index. That's a look at the ICE Futures, Canada, and Chicago markets for Monday, March 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.